Hey, it's your girl, Sirena, and I kept my word. I'm actually back making my first long episode. And I know I said in my Wednesday schedule episode that Wednesdays will be for motivations or like motivational day, and that I was going to read something from my blog, which is true. I am. I'm not gonna read it word for word though, because I feel like that might be kind of boring, and I don't want to like get this weird monotone voice. But I'm gonna read some of it and then kind of add my own little input. And yeah, so let's begin. I know I'm probably super early on writing about New Year's resolutions. Most people will probably begin next week, but I want to be different. Now, the reason why I'm actually starting today versus next week is because I just got the inspiration to write about New Year's resolutions. And I'm just like, heck yeah, let's begin now. Like, why wait? I could probably put it in my notes app and wait until next week to post, but I just figured might as well just do it now. And I've also decided that next year, forget about the goals, the resolutions, all of that. Honestly, why do we put as a society, why do we put such big expectations on ourselves like that? Like these past 2 years, or about to be 2 years, have been horrendous. 2020, what the heck was that? Like, honestly, did anybody even see that coming? Like, honestly, I didn't. It was insane. It made my social anxiety even worse, if we're being truthfully honest. And like wearing masks, I'm all for it. I'm not an anti-mask, I'm not anti-vax, not any of that. But I used to work in a factory, and wearing a mask and having to meet quota, holy heck, I hated it so much. Luckily, eventually we were able to bring fans with us to work, so that helped. But man, oh man, before then, it was horrible. But I think next year, make it the year of you. Be the main character. Like, I don't know if you've guys heard of that before. Like, oh, she's the main character, this and that. I mean, like, of course these people give off main character syndrome. It's their life. And we should all be a main character. It's our life. Like, why is it that we fade into the background or a side character into our own life? Like, no, we should all be main characters. We should all wake up in the morning happy to be alive, wear whatever outfit we want, whether it's like the craziest outfit ever. Who cares? If you want to wear like kitten ears with like polka dot, a bright yellow polka dot t-shirt and leather pants with the rabbit tail sticking out and a belt made out of your cat's, what is it called? Oh my goodness, I am blanking on the word right now. Like how just cats leave hair everywhere. Eventually you collect enough and then you want to make a belt out of it, and then you want to wear some like pointy shoes. One pointy shoe and one flat. Who cares? It is your life. Like, why do we just let people have such strong control over how we feel and what we do? Like, why do their opinions matter so much? They're not the ones buying our clothes, they're not the ones living our life. Like, they don't know. Like, they just don't know. Like, if you're gonna make a resolution for next year, it's to live your life. Because you know why? You deserve it. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to do what you want. You deserve to just feel happy. That's what everybody and anyone deserves. We deserve that feeling of wanting to be happy. I know I do. Like, honestly, I don't want to get too much into it and get off topic, but I realize that I deserve to be happy. Don't want to feel sad or depressed anymore. I want to just live long enough to see my daughter grow up and my brothers grow up and live a happy life with my significant other and just look back and be like, wow, I did that. Because why? I stopped caring about what people think. I realized that there's only certain things I can change and control. The only thing in my control right now is myself and my daughter's life, basically. Because she's a baby, you know? Once she's able to make decisions and whatnot, I will hand her a little bit of control over her own life. Because, you know, she's still going to be a child. I got to make sure I'm taking care of her, you know? It's not like, oh, you can walk now and feed yourself. You're on your own. Goodbye. No, that's not how it works. But again, I think I'm getting off topic. But anyways, the point of this is to say that when the new year comes, you know, and everybody's like, oh, what's your goals? What's your resolution for the year? Just say nothing, because that's what it should be like. 2022, it's going to be the year of relaxation. It's going to be the year of just stop feeling so guilty for things that you feel like you should have accomplished already. Just, I mean, I don't know. I can't tell you what to do, obviously. You know, people are going to do what they want. But I really feel like we just need to let 2022, such a mouthful to say, just let it be. Honestly, I think that's the only way to go, the only way to survive next year. It's not like things are getting better. Hopefully next year they also decide to do a month lockdown with like more stimulus checks, because truly that's the only way we're going to get rid of the stupid disease, the stupid virus, whatever. But yeah, so I really hope you guys enjoyed this. Like and subscribe, leave me feedback, do what you gotta do, and just remember, it's your life. You're the main character, and never let anybody tell you differently. All right. Have a great day. Bye.